November 20, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, The Forgiveness of God, In Whom We Have the Forgiveness of Sins, Ephesians 1:7. Beware of the pleasant view of the fatherhood of God. God is so kind and loving that, of course, He will forgive us. That sentiment has no place whatever in the New Testament. The only ground on which God can forgive us is in the tremendous tragedy of the cross of Christ. But forgiveness on any other ground is unconscious blasphemy. The only ground on which God can forgive sin and reinstate us in His favor is through the cross of Christ, and in no other way. Forgiveness, which is so easy for us to accept, costs the agony of Calvary. It is possible to take the forgiveness of sin, the gift of the Holy Ghost, and our sanctification with the simplicity of faith, and to forget at what enormous cost to God it was all made ours. Forgiveness is the divine miracle of grace. It cost God the cross of Jesus Christ before He could forgive sin and remain a holy God. Never accept a view of the fatherhood of God if it blots out the atonement. The revelation of God is that He cannot forgive. He would contradict His nature if He did. The only way we can be forgiven is by being brought back to God by the atonement. God's forgiveness is only natural in the supernatural domain. Compared with the miracle of the forgiveness of sins, the experience of sanctification is slight. Sanctification is simply the marvelous expression of the forgiveness of sins in a human life. But the thing that awakens the deepest well of gratitude in the human being is that God has forgiven sin. Paul never got away from this. When once you realize all that it cost God to forgive you, you will be held as in a vice, constrained by the love of God. That's the end of Oswald's text. It is pretty common for us to take forgiveness of sins lightly. And it seems to be rampant in our society, the thought that we can, that everyone will receive forgiveness from a loving God, that there is no real consequence for sin, and that ultimately everyone will be pardoned in some way unless you're among the really heinous criminals of our society. And yet, there couldn't be farther from the truth, because the truth of God's character and nature is that He must and demands, He must have and He demands justice. And God could only take care of the justice part of His holiness and retain His holiness by providing some means of payment for our sins through which we could receive forgiveness, actually, in this case, a full pardon. Jesus Christ was the manifestation of God Himself in the flesh, who lived a life that was absolutely sinless and perfect, and yet He was slain by the religious leaders of His day because they thought He was blaspheming God, when yet He was God in the flesh. And Jesus laid it all down, and even in His dying breath, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And only the omnipotence and the absolute mercy of God could accomplish that and fulfill that request by Christ Himself. So when you think of your forgiveness, be elated and delighted and excited that you were so cherished that God gave Himself fully in death, excruciating, painful, bloody, suffocation, naked, raised on a cross in shame for you.